All right, folks, it's that time on a Friday. We're going to wrap Sports Talk Hour 1. Remember, folks are out at the Pepsi booth at the Lane County Fair. It's our weekly bit of wondering aloud known as the tool shed. The thought process apparently fails to finish in the heads of some. But before we roll out the nominees, let's welcome in the man with the key, your landlord, who opens the Crunch Time tool shed.
I love this city. I love being a Yankee.
First, UFC fighter, John Jones. Dude is building quite the resume outside the octagon. The latest, charged with battery. Allegedly slapped a cocktail waitress in her genital area, pulled her onto his lap, and put her in a chokehold. Of course, his spokespeople claim nothing happened, they're unaware. But the key? It happened at a strip club in Albuquerque while he was with his brothers. One a current NFL player, the other last played in 2017. One is 33 years old, the other will be 30 this year. The accused is 32, and he's been in trouble before. We've got a Dewey, a felony hit and run, a probation violation. He's been suspended twice for failing a PEDS test, but three well-paid 30-something pro athletes hanging at a local strip club. Sorry, you throw the entire equation into the mix, and you know what it spits back? Losers. Be better. Number two, and this is with a semi-heavy heart, I say, it's time to invite former Met ace Dwight Gooden. So, last week, we learned he'd been picked up on a charge of cocaine possession. And I know many know his story. NL Rookie of the Year in 84, Cy Young winner in 85, perhaps the greatest pitching prospect the game has known. Hey, I was there. He was perfection on the mound. Then in 1986, it was first revealed he had a substance abuse problem. Kept it together enough to help the Mets win the 86 World Series, but he missed the celebration parade after a coke and alcohol bender, the ultimate case of what might have been. Well, turns out he was arrested again, this time driving under the influence, driving the wrong way down a one-way street in Newark, New Jersey. It's tough because, you know, addiction is a demon. And with Doc, he doesn't seem to be the arrogant or malicious user, but he's fighting it again. And at age 54, he's back in rehab. And unfortunately, as we speak, he remains the eternal cautionary tale. And lastly, how about this is a bit of a reach? The Turkish government and their charming dictator Erdogan. The much documented story about then New York Knick big man Enes Kanter fearing the trip to play in London because the evil people back in his home country had charged him as a criminal terrorist. And his crime? Being a part of a peaceful protest. He feared the government might try to have him killed in Europe. He obviously moved on to be a part of the great Trailblazer run all the way to the Western Conference Finals and is now a member of the Boston Celtics. Well, he had to postpone one of his basketball camps in New York. He's a practicing Muslim. The event was to be held at the Islamic Center of Long Island. But get this. It appears the Turkish consulate in New York City bullied them into canceling. According to Congresswoman Kathleen Rice, the consulate politicized something that was meant for kids. So while they will relocate the camp, it's come to light the consulate in New York City encouraged people in Turkey and elsewhere to call the center and leave threatening messages over a basketball camp. I remember when Turkey was a democracy. Since I don't think the leader of Turkey, Erdogan, a murderous dictator, I don't think he's that big a fan of the show. Dwight Gooden's going through enough. So let's proclaim UFC fighter, John Jones, the winner of our final Tool Shed of July 2019. And with that, let's bring him back out one more time to close the Crunch Time Tool Shed.
My only focus is to play baseball the right way. That was silly and unprofessional.
He gone!
I'm not gonna be here. I'm not gonna be here.